Grossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan. But it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grossy. This is going to be a little bit of a different video. It's not going to be a very long one. Just kind of want to explain what's transpired over the past few days. Kind of what's going on now, what's going to happen, and taking a look into the future, perhaps, and what it may hold. So, this is the fourth year that I have done PackCast. I started back in 2014, or after the 2014 season, when the Packers lost to the Seahawks in the championship game. I made a reaction, put it on YouTube, and got like something like 60,000 views. And it was really cool. And I had Packers fans from all over reaching out and, you know, thanking them, and it made them feel better about the god-awfulness that was that game, and, you know, we were able to move on, and it was a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun. And that gave me the idea to do PackCast, in which I wanted to do a podcast that was different, because everybody and their mother has a podcast. You know, it's so oversaturated. I wanted to do something different. There's a lot of Packers podcasts out there. There's a lot of Packers podcasts that are probably better than me. So I wanted to do something different, in which every week I brought a fan on from the opposing team. We sat down, we talked, we interviewed, we bantered, we railed against one another, and I got to know a lot of different fans from 31 other teams in the NFL. In the first 2 years, we put it just on SoundCloud and iTunes, and it did pretty well. The first year, I mean, I was stoked if over, you know, 50 people listened to an episode. I actually will still remember the first episode that actually got over 100 views. It was the Rams episode that I did 4 years ago, and then I was ecstatic. I'll also remember the first episode that got over 1,000 views, and that was the one with Brandon Perna from That's Good Sports, and that was pretty awesome. That felt really, really good. And so fast forward 2 years, I decided to put it on YouTube to kind of see if we can grow this thing into something a little bit more, in which I added the visual component to it. And it was slow growth. It was really slow. First, I didn't put every single episode on. And then fast forward to last year, when I did start putting every single episode on, in which it was the interviews, the post-reactions, the predictions came last year too. And so now, fast forward, in which we're real close to 6,500 subscribers, we have a full-blown community, we have a Discord, we have live streams, we have at least 3 to 4 episodes a week, and it's a lot. It's a lot. And I still have a full-time job in which I teach, and I'm very dedicated to that job, and I do it to the very best of my ability, and it takes up a lot of my time. And on top of that, I have this as well. So it's essentially almost 2 full-time jobs. And this doing podcasts was never for money or anything like that, because if it was, I should have stopped a really long time ago, because it's not going well. but yeah, I mean, this has never been a get-rich-quick scheme or anything like that. If so, I have failed miserably in that. But It's been phenomenal just interacting with all of you, and we have produced and come out with over, I want to say, 200 episodes. It's something close to that. And that being said, this past Wednesday, after my interview with Vikings fan Gregory Daniels, which was in New York City, which was live and in person, very happy with how that interview came out, I came home to an email from NBC saying that a producer had seen the show and was interested in featuring this show before Sunday Night Football on NBC this Sunday, before the Packers and Vikings game. I got the email about 3 hours late because my phone didn't notify me, so I was freaking out just a little bit. I called, we spoke, I then spoke to the producer later that evening, who informed me that he wanted a film crew to come to my house, in which we would film a kind of skit of me doing my thing, throw in some other stuff, so I'm not going to spoil anything. You could see it on Sunday night, and was going to put me in the later spot on Football Night in America, which is from 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern, right before Sunday Night Football. And the spot that they would put me in averages about 10 million viewers. Now, I'm not going to lie, as soon as I got off the phone with him, yeah, there was some shock and awe that had to go with it. It was sat on the floor for a little bit, maybe hyperventilated just a tiny bit. I put away the toaster for just a minute. And things moved very quickly after that. We established the schedule on Thursday. They came on Friday at around 10:30, left my house around 1:45. The shoot was great. They were phenomenal people to work with, and we all laughed and had a phenomenal time. And so that brings me to tomorrow, which is not only exciting for, obviously, Packers fans everywhere, and that this is basically our season in a nutshell, and this game has such high stakes, and it should be an incredible game, one that I'm incredibly pumped to watch, to live stream, to react to you and the game and the whole nine yards. And on top of that, my face and my show and everything is going to be shown to 10 million people. And that's a bit nerve-wracking, and it's a little bit scary. Just a smidge. And I posted this on social media. I posted this as a post on YouTube, and the response I have gotten and the support I have gotten from the Grassy Posse and the Packer Nation and even the Bears fans and Eagles fans and Vikings fans has been absolutely incredible. And I kind of want to say that I don't know what's going to happen after this airs on Sunday night. I really don't. I might get 6 subscribers out of it and, you know, we move on and nothing changes in any way, shape, or form. And then we just keep plowing forward and move on to the next game. And that's okay if that's what happens. But there's a chance that we get a little bit bigger. And this is also not just to kind of celebrate the moment and celebrate the show getting bigger and the community, but also a reassurance that this show is always going to remain free. You know, it's not going anywhere. I am going to still have that relationship with my fans in which we interact, we talk, we discuss, we make toaster bath jokes. We do the whole thing. I'm not going to change. I haven't done that since the first episode I did 4 years ago to what I'm doing right now. As you all know, if you're still here and if you've been on the show for a while, I have always been myself on this program, whether it's talking about controversial things, right? Like the national anthem. Hell, I've talked about veganism on here. We've talked about the gambit, and the people that continue to watch me, they have a sense of what I stand for, and that's not going to change regardless of how many numbers of views or subscribers or whatever I get. So I just want to let you know that. So again, I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday night. Who knows? Maybe I'll get an email tonight saying that they're going to pull the whole thing, and then this will be super awkward, and you know, I'll cry a little bit. But Sunday night, we will be streaming. We're gonna go live a little bit early. Most likely, if I can get a definitive time of when it is, I would imagine I'll be streaming around 7 or 7:30. And we'll be here back on YouTube, so we won't be doing Twitch for tomorrow. We'll be here on YouTube, so tune into this channel for that. So I'll be live streaming, watching myself, which should be an experience. I haven't seen the final product yet, so I have no idea what to expect. But I want to, again, thank you for those people who have been there for those 4 years, for those 3 years, the OGs on YouTube who have been here for years, the mods, the people who are part of the Discord, anybody who's ever watched, commented, liked, donated, all that great stuff, I truly appreciate it. My wife, Jade, bringing her into this has been a highlight of the week for me. It's been an incredible kind of just achievement to watch you welcome her and probably like her more than me, and that's okay, rightfully so. But yeah, thank you for all that. And whatever happens tomorrow, that ain't gonna change. So, for the last time before things get really weird, thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassy. And as always, go Pack, go.